Chairs No Waiting, episode number 85 with Carl Griffith. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up DVDs, t-shirts. They got a brand new 50th anniversary t-shirt over there at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by and get you one. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 85, is Joey Bunch. Thanks, Joey, for your donations. All right. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Alan Newsom, here at Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining. And let me get this going here. So you guys have got a little treat tonight, I hope. I hope you're going to enjoy this. We're going to be talking about Carl Griffith. You saw the name of the podcast, and you know, I'm sure you wondered what that meant. Well, you know, the Andy Griffith Show always starts off the Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith with Ronnie Howard. Carl Griffith, also starring Don Knotts. Well, you know, the announcer didn't actually say that, but he could have, at least on this one episode, at least, you know, a special appearance by or something. For you folks who don't know, Carl Griffith is Andy Griffith's dad. That's right. He's Andy Griffith's dad. Now, a lot of you folks knew or may have known or heard that Andy Griffith's dad actually appears on one episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Well, tonight we're going to tell you which episode and where to find it. And I'm going to have some pictures. I'm going to post them over on the Facebook.com/twochairs website. So you can go there and look at the photos or they're photos. They're image grabs from the show. So you can go over there and see them. You'll see the episode. And let me go ahead and tell you, the episode was or is Farmer Takes a Wife. And it guest stars the skipper off of Gilligan's Island. You all know that his name's Alan Hale Jr. And he was playing Jeff Pruitt. Well, on that particular episode, what he was doing, was coming to town and trying to find a wife. Well, it's pretty obvious from The Farmer Takes a Wife, I guess. But he was looking around. He decided he liked Thelma Lou. Well, after he decided he liked Thelma Lou, they were trying to, Barney and Andy and Thelma Lou were all trying to figure out a way to get Jeff to leave Thelma Lou alone because, you know, Barney was getting very upset about this. So at one point in the episode, it's toward the last third of the show, I suppose, of the episode. Andy has, you know, trying to get him and making Jeff become more of a gentleman type person. You know, he's going to have to get a suit. So they go downtown. And if you're watching on the video podcast, you'll see this. But I'm also going to have these pictures posted at Facebook.com/twochairs. Andy goes downtown with Jeff. And they're walking around and they head over to a place called, it's called Carol's. Carol's of Mayberry. And Carol's of Mayberry is a men's clothing store. So he's carrying him over there to get this new suit. Well, as they're standing outside the Carol's of Mayberry store, you can see a man come out the door of Carol's of Mayberry. Well, the man who's coming out that door, next time you watch it, watch real close, that man is Andy Griffith's dad, Carl Griffith. And it's a very quick little scene. It doesn't last very long. You'll see it, but it's just a very short shot of him. But he comes out. He's wearing a dark hat, a dark jacket, just to the waist type jacket. He's got on slacks, and he's carrying a package in his arm, under his left arm, and he walks out, walks past Andy, between the camera and Andy and Jeff. So you'll see him. He comes all the way around, and that's it. But that's Carl Griffith. That is Andy Griffith's dad. So the next time you watch the episode Farmer Takes a Wife, and it's an episode from It's from the second season. If you have the DVD sets, you can look at it on there. And if you don't have the DVD sets, you can definitely drop by Weaver's and pick up a set, because I love those things. I use them all the time. But that's something to watch for. You know, another little tidbit that you can be a part of the the fun of finding little things in the background. But that's Andy's dad, Carl. Okay, well, that's that. Now we're going to go on to some voicemail that we got in the last couple of weeks. So here's, who is this first one coming up? Is Kevin Hickey. So here's Kevin. Well, wait a minute. Have to turn up the volume or you won't hear him. Let's try it again. Here's Kevin.
Hey, Alan. This is Kevin Hickey again. Just listened to the episode number 83 entitled 411 Elm Street. Really enjoyed hearing that one. And if you can come up with any more history, trivia type stuff like that, and really enjoyed it, would love to hear more. Thanks for all you do. Have a great day.
Hey, Kevin didn't do the repeating thing. That was something with my computer. But hey, Kevin, thanks for calling in and leaving a voicemail. That Mayberry 411 episode that he's talking about was episode number 83. He mentioned that. I shouldn't say Mayberry 411. It's 411 Elm Street. Well, you know, I wasn't quite sure if folks would like that or not, but I'm glad to hear at least Kevin liked it, and I appreciate it. I don't know any other historical facts like that, but, you know, Barney memorized the entire history book, so I'll get with him and see if he can't help me out on that. But, hey, thanks again, Kevin, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Anybody else who would like to get in touch with me, you know, give me a call at 888-684-8415, and you can leave a message just like Kevin. We got one more coming up, and this is from Ronnie. Now, this is another little trivial bit that we've got that for this show, and I think you'll like this one as well. And he's fixing to talk about it. We're going to have pictures of this at Two Chairs, the Facebook page, facebook.com/Two Chairs. So here is Ronnie.
Hello, Alan. This is Ronnie Felker from Clinton, South Carolina. I just want to let you know that I enjoy your podcast. It's just like a letter from home. I've been a big fan since about 1985 when I used to come home from work at night and got hooked on it. Same as a kid, I got hooked on it when I first got married. Speaking of seeing our Mayberry friends outside of the Andy Griffith Show, a few years ago I was watching the Leave It to Beaver, the show with saw Floyd as a barber on there, Howard McNear. He played as a barber and cut was cutting hair on there for the Beaver. And I thought that was neat. And a few weeks ago, I was watching Step by Step with Patrick Duffy, and I played on there. Don Knotts played as a deputy, and he spelled his name F-I-F-E, but they pronounced it Fiff, I believe. He was on a Christmas episode on Step by Step. I thought that was real neat. Thought I'd just share that with you. And you have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate that, too. Thanks for calling in. And, yes, Howard McNear was on Leave It to Beaver. Floyd the Barber was on Leave It to Beaver. But he wasn't called Floyd the Barber on that episode of Leave It to Beaver. He was actually Andy the Barber. And just so you'll know, the Leave It to Beaver episode was before the Andy Griffith Show. It wasn't at the same time, but it was before. So it was kind of prophetic, I guess, that he was cast as a barber on Leave It to Beaver, and the barber's name was Andy. So, you know, Andy the Barber just doesn't sound as good as Floyd the Barber, at least to me. But hey, Ronnie, thanks for calling in and mentioning that. And also the Step by Step episode, I tried to find some images, screen captures or something of that episode, because I watched it. I remember it very well because Don was going to be on there. I just had to see it. But I could not find any anything. They played on it a lot by him being Deputy Fike. I think it was F-I, whatever it was. I looked it up online and found it, but it wasn't spelled Fife. It was F-I-F-E. Fife or something like that. So, hey, Ronnie, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us, letting us know about it. We really appreciate that as well. Well, folks, this is going to be a short episode this week, only going to be about 10 or 11 minutes long. Wow. You guys won't know what to do with your extra time for the week. But I want to thank you guys for listening. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy these little things like this. And you can be, if you're watching TV Land or something, see Leave It to Beaver, maybe you'll catch this episode. Let's see. I think I may have. No, I don't have the name of it. But the episode, it was actually Wally, just so you know. It was Wally that was getting his hair cut by Andy the Barber on Leave It to Beaver. It was, and Beaver was there with his dad and Wally. But anyway, just be watching for that one because it's a lot of fun to see Floyd being Andy on Leave It to Beaver. So, all right, folks. Well, that's all I've got for us this episode. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And drop back anytime. Leave me a note at floyd@mayberry.com or drop by the website, 2chairsnowaiting.com, and leave notes there. We'll see you next time.